Item 4 from the Director of Compensation Human Resources Information Systems, Department of Human Resources, requesting approval of the classification of 6.01 full-time equivalent process investigator positions, pay grade 21M, in the Office of the District Attorney.
And it looks like we have our district attorney with us, so by all means, take it away if you'd like to give us a summary of these positions and maybe explain again. It's always good to have on record what the 0.01 means.
Good afternoon, Chairman Cullen and members of the board. The request today is a cost-neutral request where we are asking to convert our current authorization for civilian process servers into process servers who will be part-time but who will be certified law enforcement officers. The advantage to our office is that it will allow us to serve process on a significant number of violent crime offenses and do so in a way that is safe and make sure that the people working to make the system operate effectively can do so in a safe manner. The proposal essentially will actually reduce the current number of civilian employees, but I also want to make clear that all of those positions are being accounted for in other ways. In other words, nobody will be losing their job as a consequence of this conversion should it be accepted. Again, what's driving this more than anything else, a couple of major factors. Everyone should be aware that we just came off of the most violent year in our county's history, and unfortunately, we're still in the midst of that. The people that we have to serve for the cases are oftentimes victims of very serious violent crimes. They are oftentimes intersecting with our witness protection unit. And what we've discovered has become extremely difficult to retain and to recruit civilian process servers to fulfill this function. So that's the essential ask, is to allow us to convert these positions part-time where we would be able to use individuals who are certified law enforcement. But I'm certainly happy to take any questions related to that.
Absolutely. I'll keep my eyes open for hands from members. I do see an additional one from Rector Legler, so if you'd like to jump in and add something, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dean Legler, Director of Human Resources and HRIS for Milwaukee County. You had asked a question about the 0.01 configuration that's on this request. Again, as stated by the district attorney, these are hourly positions, so there really is no FTE. They're not scheduled for hours on a permanent basis going forward. However, our HRIS system requires that we do put in an FTE. So we use that 0.01, which is a negligible thing that goes in the field. You can't put in zero. So it's just there kind of as a workaround to enter these hourly type positions into the system.
Thank you. Supervisor Logson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed there's on the fiscal note, there's no direct county impact, fiscal impact. So it sounds like a good move. So I would like to move to adopt. Make a motion to adopt.
Absolutely. All right, seeing no other hands, Coordinator Brown on that motion.
On the motion by Supervisor Logsdon that item number 4 be recommended for adoption, Supervisors Logsdon.
Aye.
Johnson Jr.
Aye.
Wyshawn Jr.
Aye.
Goodwin Sr.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes, the motion prevails.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisors.
Item 5.